Welcome back to the Bromar Show. This is the show where we talk about things that are trending in internet culture and also living life as a guy in his 20s. I am your host, and if you happen to be a new listener, go ahead, subscribe to the Bromar Show on whatever platform you are listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. Also, the Bromar Show is available now on iHeartMedia. Go ahead and download the iHeartMedia app and subscribe to the Bromar Show so now you can really take the Bromar Show on the go and on demand. This is day two of the 28 Days Challenge. And I'm glad somebody asked this question on a subreddit, because your boy here has also thought the same thing too. I didn't really think too much of it, but after I saw the comments on that Reddit post, it makes sense to me now. And what's really interesting about this, the moderators of this subreddit deleted the post. Random Redditor asked the question here about how is it that taken women or married women are a lot nicer to him than single women. And that post got removed. Crazy, I know. Fucking slime balls, these moderators from that subreddit are. And I was there looking for some answers, because it's like, you know what? Now that I think about it, I've experienced the same thing too. Yeah, that was their excuse too, is that, oh, this is just one personal experience and does not apply to everybody. It's like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. If it applies to me, it applies to everybody. No, but in all seriousness, like, people were answering the question and just confirming like how valid that statement was, or at least the validity of the reasons why, in this case, men experience this. So why is it that taken women or married women are a lot nicer to not only the Redditor, but also me and countless other guys? And what the comment section concluded is just the fact that, one, they don't have to really worry about things being taken the wrong way. That's one of them. Because, I mean, the boundary immediately just comes established. That she's married, she's got kids, or that she's in a relationship. The boundary's already set. And so they know things are not going to be taken out of context, and they're not going to take it the wrong way. Compared to a single woman, she has to be careful what she says, because a guy is going to say, oh my gosh, she really likes me, you know, that type of thing. And some say that because, you know, women fear that men will get violent, that they are rejecting them. Then that also comes with the fact that this personality herself, the fact that she expresses herself like her real self around her man, it just becomes second nature. And so she starts doing that with people at work, with the friends she interacts with. And it's a combination of the two. It's the fact that, yeah, she can be herself now without having to worry about being taken the wrong way. And at the same time, just the fact that she's been herself around her man for too long, that it just became second nature to be herself. And then the other one, that is the fact that in case there's somebody that wants to cross that line, she has somebody to rely on to fix that. Let's just say a guy that starts to be a little creepy or shoot his shot. All she has to do is just bring in her man and say, hey, like, this guy's being really weird, like sending me unwanted advances or messages. So I think you should go talk to him. And 9 times out of 10, the guy's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I won't do it again. I just, you know, I just thought I was getting the wrong idea. You know, that type of thing. And this just doesn't apply to women that do it, but I think also men do it in the same way. When men that have girlfriends or wives are a lot nicer to other women, just, again, because they can be themselves around their women and it just became second nature. And then with this, same thing I explained. In case a woman decides to cross that boundary, he can bring in his girl and tell him, hey, so I think guys are a little more timid about this. Hey, babe, so there's like this girl that's just been like stalking me. And what's really funny is, you think guys get territorial about women? Oh my gosh, women get even more territorial about their man. It's kind of weird. This is just me personally speaking. It's like, oh, well, tell her to come here. Like, I'm gonna beat her ass anyway. I never liked her to begin with. Like, they just completely go wild when they hear stuff like that. if she really likes you, if she really like is into you, like she'll legitimately just go wild. And the reason why I said like I think women are a little bit more territorial or possessive about their man is just I've seen it. I mean, one example would be Jerry Springer. It's like the guy absolutely made the choice to cheat on his wife or girlfriend with, you know, some skanky hoe, which I'm like, oh, she looks like a fun time. I mean, I still wouldn't understand why I would cheat, but that girl, I think she probably did some work to, you know, make the guy weak or something. And then it's like she's mad at the boyfriend, obviously slaps him, punches him, and then sees the girl. And you know, it's funny with the whole entire like, oh, you can keep him. Oh, girl, he's a no good for nothing. You shouldn't be with him anyway. You know what they do instead? They fight each other. It's like, oh, well, he wanted this all the time. He said, oh, how he loved this and you don't give him this. And, like, they get into arguments like 90% of the time. Jerry Springer. And I get it. It's been acted out as reality TV for show. But 90% of the time, even if the guy was the one that cheated, the gal somehow finds a reason to fight the other gal. Especially when they're doing the whole entire, oh, no, you shouldn't be with him. Let's leave him alone. Nah. They'll still fight the other gal, and the other gal will fight back too because it's like, oh, well, you never won him in the first place, so I took him from you. Exactly. I guess this is also to the one, you've seen the meme. This is how I think women are a little bit more territorial than men. You order a burger with no pickle, and then you get the burger, and it has pickle, and she sees that that burger has pickles and know that you did not order a burger with no pickles. This guy's gonna be like, oh, excuse me, I said he ordered no pickles on his burger. Just goes up to the counter, makes a scene, all because he didn't get a burger with no pickles. They get pretty crazy about that too. What was the guy? Yeah, Patrice O'Neal even did a skit on that about how I was like, yeah, you go to up a girl and you're like, oh, hey ma'am, so there's this t-shirt that has a hole in it. This girl just barges and say, move, motherfucker. He said he got holes on his shirt and I want a refund. You know, that type of thing. I got to find a clip, but it's hilarious. So bottom line is this. Of this whole entire spiel I just did about why taken women or married women are a lot nicer to men or single men. Or I guess men in general or people in general. And that is due to the fact that women or even men too. Can add to it. They both have someone to rely on when things go south, when it involves the opposite sex. Like I explained earlier, guys being aggressive, stalkerish, creepy, she brings in the boyfriend to take care of it. And same thing, gal is being stalkerish, creepy, sending the guy nudes, the guy brings in his girlfriend. It's just due to the fact that there's like physical differences, because in the other way, a guy can't hit a girl without consequence. They have to bring in the girlfriend. Because, I mean, the guy hits the girl. Obviously, everybody's going to look at him weird. But then, you know, you bring in the gal. It's just world star. That's all it is. It's an entertainment show. People are seeing like, oh, shit, damn, she's beating her ass. It all comes down to people are a lot more comfortable seeing two girls fight than a guy and a gal fight. And so it really sounds kind of weird and messed up that I say this, but that's, I would say, the biggest reason why women that are taken or married are a lot nicer to men. And that is the fact that they just have that comfort to rely on someone to take care of things if the line gets crossed. And same thing with men. They just have someone there to rely on in case another gal decides to cross the line. So, I mean, that's pretty much it in regards to that topic.